talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. When you're in your 80s, rarely do you embark on a brand new profession, but we recently met up with some retirees in Centennial who are starting something brand new. They have caught the broadcasting bug.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I used to think that we were forever, ever, and I used to say never, oh, so he calls me up and he's like, I still love you, and I'm like, I mean, this is exhausting, you know, like, we are never getting back together, like, ever, nay.
F-M-L, comma, I'm going to kill myself, exclamation mark, lol.
Don't be vulgar. You know, I hate it when you're vulgar. Don't need to be vulgar to make your point.
You and now.
Whatever happened to quicksand? Has anyone seen any quicksand
right
lately?
Our feature presentation.
Whatever happened to quicksand?
It's a great question.
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
Have you seen any?
I haven't.
Same.
Not in a long time, actually.
Where did it go?
Man.
This is where your conspiracy theory part needs to come up here now.
We need a deep dive into quicksand.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday. It is the 12th of September. We're going to start today with a story out of Kansas City. A man wrote a note that said that he had a gun and he wanted money. Mm-hmm. He walked into a bank in Kansas City, handed it to the teller. The teller gave him $3,000 in cash. Now, normally that guy will turn and make a run for it because he's got the $3,000. He needs to get out of there and he needs to escape, right? This guy sits down in the lobby. Sits down in the lobby. He just robbed the bank. What did I say? Did I say something wrong?
Let's keep going.
Okay. So the guy robs the bank, then sits down in the lobby and just waits. The security guard walks up to him and says, hey, what are you doing? He goes, I just robbed the bank. What? What's wrong with both of you? Tell me if I said something wrong.
No, you're fine.
Come on now. So the security guard walks up to him and he says, I'm the guy that robbed the bank. You want me? It's very difficult to do a story this way.
Is it?
Yes.
What about a story we did last week?
Oh.
That is exactly this.
Was this the day I wasn't here? Was it the day I was here?
It was. Ralph did the story.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare all of you.
I'm so sorry.
Ralph did it the day I was gone.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were here.
You had me scared more than you.
I'm so... Okay, what happened?
He's trying to get away from his wife. Okay. That's a great story. Wow. Wow. I was so alone there for 1 second. Allie was just laughing. Chip was facing the back of the room.
I'm sorry. Kevin, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm okay.
You are fine.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're so sharp. Okay. That's a great story.
Good.
Great
he was
story.
Trying to get away from his wife, and then because he wants to go to jail instead of go back.
Yeah.
Home. That's the story.
Sorry, Kevin.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Why do some people tune out?
Because we repeat a lot, that's why. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network will take a look at the NFL Week 1 recap. I guess we'll have to talk about the Cardinals and the Patriots. Patriots won last night.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Did Ralph mention that last week, too, or no?
That the Patriots
yeah.
would win? No, actually, okay. I mentioned that they wouldn't.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. And then they did.
They did.
Nicely done.
I know. Who saw that coming? None of their starters playing.
It's
weird.
A mother and daughter got married.
Oh, that's nice.
No. I don't feel like that's nice. Nice. A mother and her own daughter got married.
Not to each other.
Yes.
That's not nice.
That's less than
that's
nice.
That's so far from
that's
nice.
That's way. That's as far as you can get away from nice.
Oh, I thought they had like a double wedding.
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't like it.
We're going to check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com like we do on Mondays. And Bjork did a Reddit AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. And Bjork is a weird, weird person.
Yeah.
We've interviewed her a couple of times, and she's the type of person who sits across from you. When was she big? Late 80s, early 90s, sort of?
Yeah, or mid-90s? I feel like 90s, yeah.
90s? She will sit across from you and talk, and you'll hear words coming out of her mouth, but they don't make any sense.
Really?
You can't make out what she's saying or what she means by it. And it's not because she can't use the English language, mm-hmm. like me, right?
Right.
She knows how to use the English language, and she's trying to give you an actual answer, and she's talking about fairies and moon dust and all kinds of stuff, and you have no idea what she's talking about.
Huh.
So we got some highlights from the Reddit AMA from Bjork on this morning's show as well, and we've got a story about a man in Kansas who robbed a bank trying to get away from his wife. So that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6. Ralph Garman is here for our first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's Monday, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. As predicted and expected, Tom Hanks's Sully won the day over the weekend, number one, with $35.5 million in its debut.
I love that movie, and is it accurate? Like, all that stuff actually happened? Mm-hmm. They're not just exaggerating for the sake of the movie?
Interesting story that was published over the weekend is that a lot of, apparently, the blowback, the tension, the drama regarding Sully's treatment after the miracle on the Hudson, they're saying has been exaggerated for dramatic effect.
Oh, so it wasn't that bad on him, you mean?
Yeah, apparently he was not greeted with such disbelief and such questioning as you would have. Apparently there was some investigation, but it wasn't perhaps as dramatic or as intense as they portray in the film, because filmmakers want to make a good movie. They don't really have to, you know, it's not a documentary. They don't have to adhere to the facts strictly.
In the movie, they just pretty much immediately started breaking them over the coals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently that wasn't necessarily the case. The real story was probably a little bit closer to what we all thought we knew, but there was some questioning, so. Made for good drama.
Sure. It was good.
$35.5 million, number one. When the Bow Breaks, at number two, debuted with $15 million. That'd be a lot better if it was $115.
For second place.
Don't Breathe was third. Suicide Squad, The Wildlife. In your top five movies, The Wildlife. Anyone?
No.
Just,
what's The Wildlife?
I don't know, but it debuted with $3.4 million.
We do the movie beat on this show on Fridays.
We never mentioned The Wildlife.
That's strange.
I'm guessing
religious?
It's a God Squad movie, I'm guessing. Because those are the ones that usually slip under our radar, and then they pop up in the top 10 the next weekend. So,
Wait. It's an animated movie.
Is it?
Times are good for Mark the Parrot, Scrubby the Goat, and Carmelo the Chameleon. How did none of us hear about this?
So it's a mainstream release that's not...
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Wildlife.
We have a bad movie beat guy. That's how that happened.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Kubo and the Two Strings was fifth. Pete's Dragon, Bad Moms, Hell or High Water.
I love that movie.
Same.
Sausage Party. Those are your top 10 movies at the box office. Apparently, designing clothing is just the easiest thing in the world to do. That's my new assumption.
Okay.
Because everybody can do it, and everyone has a clothing line.
But don't you think they just have a that other people come up with the ideas and they just put their name on it?
Nope.
Okay.
I think Zendaya Coleman is sitting down at the drawing board, and she's actually whipping up her own line of fashion, because she announced over the weekend, the 20-year-old actress-singer said she has got her own line coming out soon. Daya by Zendaya.
Daya.
Yeah. Shoes, pants, dresses, head to toe. You got it. Buy it.
Zaya.
Daya.
Daya. You're saying Daya.
Not Zaya. Not Zion.
He's trying to keep up.
Hey, Dancing with the Stars premieres tonight, right? Whoop. Whoop-de-whoop. Raise the roof. Yay, the kids are cheering. Don't you want to see Ryan Lochte dance?
Not even a little.
Oh, you know you do.
Nope.
Here are your odds, by the way. If you want to bet on who will win the coveted Mirror Ball Trophy at the end of the season, you can place wagers on this. Did you know that?
I did not, no.
Marsha. Maureen McCormick. She's the long shot, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes Jan happy.
Going off with plus 3,300.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a real long shot.
Yeah. The favorite? Lori Hernandez is going off at plus 250.
Because she's a gymnast, and she could probably move real good.
It's not fair. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the athletes always have somewhat of an advantage?
Especially a gymnast, because she's used to working out rhythmic routines and floor dances and working with music and everything. So I just feel bad for Tara Joel.
Do you?
Right? She's the little person. How's she going to compete?
Realize.
I'm going to need to watch.
No. You're the worst person.
American Ninja Warrior, though, the finale is on tonight, so I'm not sure I can do both.
You can tape one.
Right.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Alfie Allen from Game of Thrones. He's also the brother of Lily Allen, the lovely and talented singer. 30 years old today. Emmy Rossum is also 30. Jennifer Hudson's 35 years old.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Why would Jay Hutz, as he calls her, why would she want him to sing a song for her?
Why is she Jay Hutz with a T, by the way, when her name is Hudson with a D?
I'm not positive.
So shouldn't be Jay Hud?
Yes.
Or Jay Huds?
Yes. Ugh. Let me sing a song for you. It just sounds like a nightmare. I would walk in the opposite direction.
I want to know what song he was going to sing for her.
Oh, he didn't have one.
I wonder why she wasn't clamoring to be interviewed by him on the red carpet.
Right?
Our good friend Ben McKenzie celebrates his 38th birthday today. Rapper 2 Chainz is 39. Louis C.K. turns 49. And Neil Peart from Rush. He's the drummer. Yeah, he is. Tom Sawyer. I was doing it. I don't need
sounded
that.
Good, Ralph.
I was already doing it. I don't need your little sound clips.
Chip didn't like your version. She wanted to play the real one.
Oh,
come on.
I'm out of here.
Chip.
Screw you people. Rob Carmen, off the Showbiz Beat.
The K-Rock Showbiz Beat is brought to you by Dell. Update to new.
We got Harvey Levin from TMZ coming up in just a minute. Plus, a mother married her own daughter. Oh. So that's not good. Let's talk about Björk first. Björk is a singer-songwriter from Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And she's straight crazy.
She's creative.
I think her, you know, her heyday, she was most popular in the 90s mm-hmm. with songs like this. So there's that. Now, we interviewed her many years ago, and she walked in with some type of, like a fanny pack.
Okay.
And it had a tube that was going down into her pants.
What?
Yes. And Beat and I said, do we address that or do
yes,
we just...
Yes, you address
so
it.
So we did.
Okay.
And she... I couldn't understand her answer. I don't know what she said or why. It's something to do with energy. She's straight weird.
Okay.
So she did... The reason we're bringing up Björk is because she did a Reddit AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. And she was talking about the afterlife and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one example. Finding inspiration for each of her projects, she told fans that creativity is, quote, pranksterish and it's a pranksterish and slippery animal. Right?
Sure.
So you go, why don't you talk to us like real human beings and tell us?
Huh.
So we asked Dave, the King of Mexico, to get us Björk on the phone so maybe she could clarify some of these answers because they're very confusing. And we welcome now to the Kevin and Bean Show, Björk. Hi, Björk.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you? In all the woods where the moss grows on the tree, only the bark shall survive.
Right. We're good?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Okay. Now, you did this Reddit AMA. Yes. Were you surprised by some of the questions? Were you surprised by people's reaction to your answers?
Well, I said to them, you can
ask
right,
me anything.
Ask you anything.
And
okay.
They did, and I gave them answers.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, sort of answers.
I mean, not really, though.
And everyone loved it, and then we all danced on the head of the pin because the fairy wings were keeping the wind underneath all of the gossamer tails up into the sunflowers.
Okay.
You hanging out up at Bean's house?
No, I would not.
Okay. All right. Sorry. What about the songwriting process? How would you describe that?
Oh, that's a magical thing
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
where all the characters are up like tarot cards, and I must be a private investigator to put on my deerskin cap and get my giant magnifying glass and look like a basset hound.
That makes sense. I found out during your AMA that you're a huge RuPaul's Drag Race fan.
Oh, I love RuPaul so much. She is a beautiful woman, and I like her brother, that guy in the glasses.
I think they're the same. They're the same person.
Oh, she's still going. Bjork?
I don't do that very well.
You also revealed that you see each of your 8 studio albums as characters. Can you give us some examples of that? Like, what's one of your studio albums?
One of my studio albums I like to call Dopey.
Dopey.
It's really a character. You literally mean character.
Yes, and Sleepy, okay. And Doc, and Grumpy.
Okay. You're just naming dwarves.
It's not really...
And Slappy.
Slappy, yeah, I don't even...
Different.
That is a different one, yeah.
Smelly. And Lippy.
Lippy.
And Jim Bob. They are all my friends and characters.
Right.
And they help me when I go into the woods and the bear attacks me because I've already taken the salmon.
How do they help you in that situation?
They don't.
Okay. All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 21 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Okay, I'm out.
Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm busy.
Busy?
We got a lot of stuff going on today.
You sure do. Let's talk about TMZ right now. The first story, let's talk about Chris Brown. Tell us about this charity basketball tournament.
So he was at the tournament at USC yesterday and at 9/11, and Tank sang the national anthem. So he gets up, Tank gets up and says, "Look, there are a lot of people who are very upset and would like to protest and might not stand otherwise today because of 9/11. Let's stand."
He just makes such a point of, "Okay, I understand that you like to have that right, but maybe today's the wrong day to do it."
No, you don't have to follow what Tank says. He said it, but, you know, he's not the final authority.
Right.
And there were people yesterday at various games who took a knee. Chris Brown decided to protest, but Chris Brown didn't take a knee. He just kind of sat there on his ass on the hardwood. And
it wasn't a protest as much as it was just lazy.
It felt that way.
Yeah.
I mean, he was sitting there, and he was just, you know, there was nothing solemn about it. He was just laughing. And he was just yucking it up with his friends. And then at the end, he stands up and applauds Tank's rendition of his song. And it's like, what was he doing? I mean, it didn't feel, you know, I mean, he seemed to be doing it to be defiant and to protest. But then, you know, when you watched what he did, there was no sense that he felt or understood the moment. He was just laughing with his friends.
Not just that, but I watched the video on your site, and it's almost like he didn't think that there's any way any camera would ever capture him. Like, he was in private, and he was sort of just, like, making faces at his friends and stuff. It was really sort of weird.
Well, see, I see it a little differently because of what we just put up, like, 2 minutes ago. I don't think he cared. He got in a real altercation with somebody in the stands, too.
Wait, Chris Brown?
That sounds so out of character.
Are you crazy?
It's nuts.
I mean, and it was heated enough that 3 USC cops had to get involved, but he didn't hit anybody. But it looks like it sure came close, but he was just angry at somebody in the stands.
He's just bad news.
It's just unbelievable.
He's just bad news on every level.
By the way.
Yeah.
He didn't do any prison time or jail time for Rihanna.
Yeah.
So in terms of his involvement in the criminal justice system, he's had his share of problems, but he's also been cut a lot of breaks.
Hasn't really been much of a deterrent. That's too bad. All right, let's talk about Hillary. Let's change topics now. She was at the 9/11 celebration. I guess it's not a celebration, but
a memorial ceremony.
And boy, the video of her almost fainting was very troubling.
Yeah, and I think everybody knows about it now, but here's what I find really interesting.
Okay.
We got this video right when it surfaced. I mean, right when it surfaced, and we put it up on the site. And as soon as we did, before we did, they came out and they said that it was dehydration before we got the video.
Okay.
And so a couple of hours, 3 hours later, when the video really started to make the rounds, and you could see you know, how serious it was. I mean, she lost a shoe. She, you know, there were people who were there who said that it was just full-on fainting. And, you know, depending on, you know, who you're listening to, it was either fainting or almost fainted. But it was a medical situation for sure.
Her people had to grab her to hold her up, basically.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and she seemed to collapse.
Yeah.
So, anyway, look, whatever it is, they said it was dehydration. Only after the video really started to surface, they came out with a second statement, and they said, it's pneumonia. And that's okay, except that she was diagnosed on Friday. So when they first issued the statement before anybody knew there was video, they said it was dehydration. Why didn't they say it was pneumonia?
On Sunday, and Friday she had already been diagnosed with
pneumonia. She had already been diagnosed 2 days before. So it just seemed, you know, look,
Let me ask you this question, Harvey. Is it possible that because Donald Trump has been harping on her health that she wouldn't want to put out there that she has pneumonia?
Probably. But and I think that's probably accurate. The problem is just, you know, on both sides, you know, everybody's saying, you know, just tell it, you know, tell it to us straight.
Yeah.
And that's why I think more than the medical issue, that's the part that might end up kind of enduring as being troublesome.
That's just, it's another in the long list of reasons why people don't trust politicians.
Yeah.
Harvey, are you seeing on Twitter Hillary's body double is trending? People thinking there are multiple Hillaries out there?
Oh, my God.
It's getting good.
The theory is that she went to the hospital after she almost fainted.
And she's still in the hospital.
Yes, but...
but it's somebody else.
But Hillary came... No, no, Hillary came outside of Chelsea's
apartment.
Right.
I'm okay. But it's a thinner Hillary and very different facial structure.
That's just amazing.
Are you buying that, Harvey?
It is just... I'm telling you, it's like... I remember when everybody said... you know, that when you believed in the grassy knoll theory, you were a nutcase.
Right.
Which, by the way, I believe in. But that seems so...
Oh, you long been a nutcase.
That seems so, like, between the lines now compared to what is going on.
Let me ask you another question, though, Harvey, because most of the people that are running for office are, you know, 60s, mm-hmm. younger 70s. Aren't you surprised that they don't get sick more often being on the road as much as they are? With that schedule and no rest and meeting so many people... how are they not sick all the time?
I think it's unbelievable because you're right. I mean, just the germs.
Right.
When you interact with everybody, it's like at a point you seem to be a goner. But you're right, with the schedule, lack of sleep.
The answer is body doubles.
Everything, yeah.
Body doubles is the answer.
maybe we haven't seen either of them in like 4 weeks.
Oh. Interesting.
That's good.
Let's start that.
Let's start that
rumor.
I like it.
Every Monday we check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. TMZ airs on Fox Monday to Friday at 6 p.m. TMZ Live is Monday to Friday at 4 p.m. on Fox. And TMZ Sports, Monday to Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. We appreciate your time, Harvey. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. We'll see you.
Bye now. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:36. All right, this story is really out there. This is confusing, and it's ugly, and it makes everybody that lives in Oklahoma, I'm sure, not want to live there anymore. But the story comes out of Duncan, Oklahoma. An Oklahoma woman and her adult daughter married each other and were arrested. Patricia Spann is the woman's name. She lost custody of her daughter and two other children while they were young, and they were raised by her parents, so their grandparents. So she says that she didn't have any contact with them until about 2 years ago. But when they were reunited, mom said of her daughter, we, quote, hit it off.
Oh, God. Did she know she was her daughter? Maybe she didn't know she was her daughter. Maybe they didn't
she
know Kevin.
She knew she was her daughter.
God.
Yes. Ugh. And I'm going to play the news story for you, but that's not the worst part of the story.
I don't think it.
So mom marrying daughter, not the worst part of the story out of Oklahoma.
Dressed alike in Superman shirts, mother and daughter are booked into the Stevens County Jail.
Why did I have to wear Superman shirts?
Oh.
Just adds to it, doesn't it?
So wait,
So then they do a man on the street, and this guy's just trying to get his head around up. So you're saying that
they married each other?
They're in their right mind to marry their mom.
The mother and daughter married each other?
Yeah.
Huh. That's as strong as a reaction you get from that guy?
I feel like he could have given more.
Maybe a little bit more shock rather than, Not a choice I would have made, but I'm comfortable with it. That's what it sounds like. Woman marries her daughter.
Patricia and Misty Spann married earlier this year. A DHS and police investigation revealed this pair is actually mother and daughter, blood relatives who somehow married in Comanche County.
All right, so that happened. Now again, not the worst part of the story.
Patricia Spann lost custody of Misty and two other children when they were young. They're adopted by their grandmother. Patricia Spann insisted to investigators she didn't have contact with her kids until 2 years ago.
Now, does that help? I mean, does it matter?
I feel like maybe they're trying to make it seem like, listen, hasn't been around for 20-some-odd years.
Right.
So there wasn't that bond, that connection.
But does it matter?
It doesn't at all.
It sounds like she expects it to matter.
She does, I think, maybe.
If she knows it's her own daughter, it doesn't matter that she was estranged from her for all that time. Because she, you know what? Still your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to remind you, not the worst part of the story.
And when she reunited with Misty Spann, her daughter, they hit it off.
You know, more stuff happens in small towns and people know.
Paige.
I got to tell you, the people in Oklahoma just are not shocked by anything. You know, stuff happens.
Yeah, it's a small town.
What about the small towns,
not a big pool for dating.
Paige Watson knew Misty Spann from high school.
When I went to school with her, she had a girlfriend, and they both worked at Sonic.
No, that's an important fact.
They both
worked
at Sonic.
That's good news. Okay. Thank you for telling us where she worked.
In high school.
Is nobody in Oklahoma worried about mom marrying daughter? I don't understand.
Neighbors say the Spanns are new to the block. Court records show an annulment between Patricia Spann and her son.
There it is.
I'm sorry?
What? Let me just replay that part for you, because that's the part that maybe you didn't catch the first time.
Court records show an annulment between Patricia Spann and her son in 2010.
Like custody annulment.
Nope. She had previously married her own son.
No.
But she got it annulled because she didn't want to cheat.
Come on.
So that she could marry her own daughter.
This, no.
It's real.
No.
And no one in Oklahoma seems to care.
No.
That's weird.
They were married for 2 years.
Well, I don't know if incarceration.
What does it take, really, to get somebody put in jail? She married her son and her daughter.
This whole family needs mental health.
Is really going to teach them anything, but...
But hey, what about the fact that she married her own son and her own daughter? What about that fact?
There should be some sort of punishment or deterrent.
Ah.
In Oklahoma, incest is a felony, and those convicted can be punished up to 10 years in prison.
Oh, man.
Married her own son, got an annulment, married her own daughter.
I would say to that state, grab that third kid and move them the hell out.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:51. Coming up in the next hour, it's a miracle you're alive. I don't know how many people saw Sully over the weekend, but man, oh man, that's a crazy, crazy story. And I knew the story going in, but to watch them have to make the decision to land that plane on the water.
Split second, right?
Yes, and to think of all the passengers assuming the position. And how annoying were those flight attendants? Get ready for crash. Get ready for crash.
Ralph, not this that position. No. Stop. That'd be great. All right.
It's singles out.
Nope.
No, that's not the position.
That's the position.
And for all of them to be alive is a miracle.
Will you stop?
What?
God.
Just trying to have a good time. Mr. Bummer over there. We're all going to die, and everybody has to go down and crash, and everybody's scary.
No,
just
I'm saying...
to bring us up, man. Not down over there, Dr. Downer.
I'm saying it's a miracle you're alive. We're going to look for those
stories.
We're
probably going to die, so let's talk to everybody who almost died. Whoop-de-woo, happy Monday. Come on, man.
We're about to hear the story about the mom who married her daughter.
Yeah. You're a good time today.
Yeah.
You're a box of freaking chocolates, Forrest Gump. We'll have a good time.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's your story about the guy who robbed a bank and then sat down in the lobby and gave himself up so he'd go to jail so he wouldn't have to deal with his wife anymore.
No, I didn't hear that.
Funny story.
Yeah.
I heard on the radio. It was good.
Not cool.
Not cool indeed. It's Monday morning, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, like we do. Sully, the movie Kevin's talking about, $35.5 million, made it number one. When the bow breaks, you know what happens next?
The crater will fall.
Right. Debuted to $15 million.
You're all going to die tonight.
Don't think it's one of those. Don't Breathe was third. Suicide Squad, The Wildlife. About a goat and a squirrel getting nut muffins.
Are you positive that's
nope.
what it's about?
Okay. Just guessing.
All right.
Kubo and the Two Strings, Pete's Dragon, Bad Moms, Hell or High Water, and Sausage Party rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. Glad to hear Kate Upton is wading into the world of politics and protests in the NFL. She
great.
Took some shots over the weekend when she went public with her unhappiness with the Miami Dolphins players who took a knee during the playing of the national anthem yesterday before their game against the Seattle Seahawks. Kate tweeted her displeasure, saying, "This is unacceptable. You should be proud to be an American, especially on 9/11, when we should support each other." Well, as happens with anything that's said by anyone now, anytime, critics started dragging her for her remarks and attacking her. And
the outrage machine?
The outrage machine went into full effect. She followed up with, "Protest and speak your mind whenever you want, but during the 120 seconds, you should support the people who protect our freedom," she said. So
whenever you want, except for those 120 seconds.
I think she's saying you can protest all the time otherwise, but for that one moment, perhaps there should be some unity and solidarity amongst Americans while that anthem is playing, I believe is her point.
Hmm.
Yeah, they did kneel during the anthem, but they stood during the 9/11 tribute. I don't know if that helps it at all.
Because they like terrorists, that's why. They're paying tribute to the terrorists.
I don't think
how
that's
it
what
that's exactly
doing.
What happened, right? Hmm. Who's with me? Build a wall around Florida.
Well,
I
think that's
make
true.
Pay for
yes.
Long, right?
Catch the ball, Kenny Stills.
Yeah, that was... <Aw.
laughs>
Had a hard time grabbing that.
There was a great dolphin throw. That was open by 50 yards and dropped it.
Yep.
Perfect throw.
So that happened.
That's gonna live in his nightmares forever yep. and ever and ever. Here's the thing. People supporting people's ability to protest on the football field during the national anthem were telling Kate Upton not to say anything on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You see the irony there, don't you? Hello?
I think whatever Kate Upton says should go.
I do, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're saying.
She should be the president.
Right.
Right? Because of these. Right?
Right. Because of those.
Allie's just got that look in her eye again. She's checking out.
Don't you get the idea that we just constantly disappoint her?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Tom Hanks and Sully, apparently his next movie is going to see him commanding a U.S. Navy destroyer in World War II. Boy, he loves himself some World War II.
Sure does.
Tom is like becoming our John Wayne. He's like our national treasure. He's playing all the heroes all the time. And we just all look up at him and say, thank you, Tom,
yeah.
for being so Hanksy.
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
I just did.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanksy.
Who's disappointing who now? Huh?
Right.
Apparently, Variety says that Tom has written script himself about a naval officer who has to deal with defeating the enemy and pushing past his own self-doubts as he commands the USS Greyhound. Right?
Right,
yeah.
No, it sounds good. I look forward to it. And Katy Perry was asked over the weekend, would you collab with Taylor Swift? She was asked via Twitter.
Didn't they have a long-time beef?
Yes, Kevin. They're the most desperate hated of enemies. Katie responded, if she says sorry, sure.
What are the chances of that?
Never, ever, ever getting back together again, chances. So apparently she's saying she's willing to bury the hatchet, but Taylor has to make the first move, which she won't do because, as we discovered last week, she is a clone of the daughter of the Church of Satan.
See that?
Okay.
I don't know why you're laughing.
Sorry.
It's tragic that the Illuminati have taken some DNA from Xena LeFay, daughter of the head of the Church of Satan, and has now cloned her, and there are satanic messages being buried in the works of Taylor Swift. and she's leading the youth of America down a path of, to ruin. And I hope you're all happy with yourselves now.
It's science.
Thanks, Illuminati.
I mean, to be honest, they look identical.
Because she's a clone
of
hers.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
You're
That's
pointing
why.
Out that clones look identical?
What I did.
Just checking.
I like the theory that had it was Xena LeFay reincarnated back from the dead to take over and start a new career and a new life in the service of Satan, which would be a great theory if Xena LeFay wasn't still alive and living in Berlin. I had to point out to that person. So.
It's a lot of good angles on that story.
Well, because Satan.
Satan, right?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Louis C.K., 49 years old today. You know what I saw over the weekend, which I hadn't had a chance to, and I finally got around to it, was a movie called Trumbo, starring Bryan Cranston.
Trumbo?
Yeah. And Louis C.K. is in it, and he's excellent. He's such a good actor. People always know how funny he is as a comedian, but he's really a good actor as well. Trumbo was the story of Dalton Trumbo, Kevin, who, of course, was...
One of the Dukes of Hazzards.
Dukes of Hazzards? Of all the hazards?
Multiple hazards.
No, he was a blacklisted screenwriter in the 50s who broke down a lot of barriers for people who didn't have political viewpoints that were necessarily popular in the day.
Right.
Right.
And then was in the Dukes of Hazzards.
Was not in the Dukes of Hazzards at all.
Agree to disagree.
Nope. It's just the facts. 2 Chainz is 39. Ben McKenzie's 38. Jennifer Hudson, 35. Emmy Rossum and Alfie Allen are both 30 today. And Neil Peart! Neil Peart, drummer for Rush, celebrating his 64th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman, walk the showbiz beat.
Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joins us next hour to recap NFL week number one. Right now, though, we have time to fit in a phone call with Eli Manning.
Oh, good.
He's on the phone. Hi, Eli.
Hi.
Congratulations on your big win yesterday.
Yeah, I won the Super Bowl.
It was just the first game of the season. Eli.
Where's the parade?
Well, that was only the first game of the season. You have to go through the entire season and then go into the playoffs and then win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it is.
Oh.
But you've done it before.
Oh.
Now,
I'm already tired.
Hey,
did you see Peyton in his robe?
I did see Peyton in his robe, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is DirecTV.
Yeah.
He invited me over.
He called you when you were in the locker room and said, can you come over and watch DirecTV? And you said...
I said, Mom loves me better than you.
Oh.
They didn't air that part in the commercial.
Is that edited?
Oh, because it's not true. That's why. No.
He does pencil you in for Tuesdays. Are you hanging out every Tuesday with your brother?
Yeah. I go over there and I knock on the door and he's not there.
Oh.
Or I don't think so. I just hear laughter.
Oh, Eli, that's hurtful.
Yeah.
That is sad. So you only had the...
But I'm still playing!
Yes, you are. Yeah, you're still playing.
And he's like, ah, my neck!
And you're playing well because you only got inside Dallas's 20-yard line 3 times and you scored 3 touchdowns.
Right. And I won the game.
You did win the game.
And so I...
Won the game.
Won the game.
Uh-huh. Now, were you happy to have Victor Cruz back after about 2 years?
Oh, I love Cruises. I went to the St. Bart's once on a boat.
No.
And they had snorkeling.
No, this
I could see underwater.
This is the receiver that...
I saw fishies.
Right. This is the receiver that caught the final touchdown. He hasn't played in a couple of years because of injuries.
Uh-huh.
Victor Cruz.
The Victor Cruz. When we win, we go on a cruise.
That's a victory cruise. This is a man. His name is Victor,
they
and
have
Cruz.
A glass bottom boat.
Oh,
and
dear.
You can see a squid.
A squid.
Yeah, right. They have ink that comes out. It looks like poopy, but it's ink.
Okay.
I love squids.
You do.
They have suckers instead of hands.
Okay.
Right.
And then there's sticker things.
Right.
Ah, that's crazy. Imagine if Victor Cruz had sticker hands.
That would be... Oh, now you're talking about the football player?
Who?
Victor Cruz.
I like squids.
Okay. I don't know how many of you saw Sully. It was the number one movie over the weekend. It's crazy. That story is crazy. Even when you see it now, even having heard about it then, it seems impossible. They left the airport 100 seconds later. Both engines failed. And Captain Sullenberger had to land that plane on the Hudson. Zero people died.
Yeah.
That's not possible. But it happened.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because they really make a point of the fact that when that happened, mm-hmm. it was a really bad time. It was sort of after, you know, September 11th, and everything was really negative. And then all of a sudden, this story comes out of nowhere. And it's just an yeah. amazing tale that these people not only survived, but there were very few injuries. It's impossible.
He landed a plane on the water.
Yes.
That's insanity.
I mean, wouldn't you just assume that if it's a jetliner and it lands on the water, everyone's dead? That's,
yeah.
That would be my first
right.
thought. No one will see. There was nobody killed.
Just
everyone survived.
If you remember back to that day and seeing the video of people out on the wing, people jumping into the boat, it looks like something that would only happen in the movies.
Right. And you would say, oh, that's ridiculous.
Right. It never would happen.
Could never happen because it's too hard to believe.
Right.
So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 if it's a miracle that you're alive. I'm sure other people have stories like that
mm-hmm.
where they, for all intents and purposes, should be dead, but for some reason, their life was spared, and they're not quite sure why. I had one serious car accident mm-hmm. where I flipped a car three times.
Oof.
Didn't get hurt at all. Well,
yikes.
Hurt my back some, but
mm-hmm.
but considering,
yeah.
that's pretty good. I was coming back from Burning Man, and there was a cow. It's a long story, but anyway. Anyway, I flipped the car three times. And then there was another time where I was rock climbing, and I was just 1,000% convinced I couldn't get back down. I was stuck in a spot, and there was just one place that I could jump. And if I miss, it was 500 feet down.
You're kidding.
No.
And did you die?
What?
Nothing.
Did you ask if I died?
I did.
Yeah. No, but I'm lucky that I didn't. I mean,
yeah.
I looked at it, and I thought about it for a long time, and I just thought, you know what? This is my only shot.
Right.
So I just... I jumped. It's probably not as far as I'm thinking in my mind. Like
mm-hmm.
in my mind, it was probably a quarter of a mile.
Sure.
In real life, it was probably like 4 feet. But if I didn't catch that, I'd die. And I remember going through the whole thought process of, oh, this is going to suck for my parents and nobody's going to find me because I was out
of
the woods.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was sobbing. No, I wasn't sobbing, but I was really, it was really sort of like a moment where I went, okay, this is in the next 2 minutes, I'm either going to live and be the
goodness.
Most grateful person alive or die. Yeah,
you've had two near-death experiences.
Well, I mean, yeah, people get in car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rock climbing thing was a little bit more dangerous
yeah.
because cars are built to take falls.
Right.
Plus Burning Man.
But sure.
Anyway, so.
And a cow.
Yeah, the cow. So it's a miracle that you're alive. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We don't talk about this type of thing enough, I don't
yeah.
think, where really all of the odds were going against you, and somehow it worked out okay for you. Let's start with Jacob in Lake Elsinore. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling. It's a miracle that you're alive. How?
I fell 14 feet upside down off the scaffold on the back of my head.
Upside
oh, my goodness.
Down on the back side of your head?
Yeah.
And what did you break anything?
I shattered my left wrist. I tried to tuck and roll, threw my arm out, and I guess that slowed me down.
But not your neck. Your head, your neck were fine?
Neck, back, everything's good.
Concussion, anything?
Nope.
Jacob, I'm concerned about your head. That is a very strong noggin.
I fell on the best part I could have fallen on my head. I got a hard head.
Wow.
Is it possible that you have a concussion and you're still not aware of it?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Thank you for the call. We appreciate
wow.
it, Jacob. Thank you.
14 feet
backwards.
Landing on his head.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's super lucky. Let's go to Mario in Whittier. Hi, Mario.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. It's a miracle you're alive because...
I flipped my work band 6 times off the 710 freeway.
Off the freeway.
Wow.
Off the freeway.
Your work van. Did you have your seatbelt on?
No seatbelt. Van flipped. I ended up in the center of the console. And finally, when the truck stopped, I remember screaming, did it stop? Did it stop? And I was able to climb out, and I was in one piece.
Whoa.
Did you have the same reaction that I did after that accident, which is to, like, I thought I was in shock and something had to be hurt, so
right.
I was feeling my elbows
like
and my
yourself
shoulder.
Down.
Am I bleeding?
I was kind of holding onto my right arm, but it was really from holding onto the steering wheel as it was flipping.
And that's the only thing that happened to you?
Only thing.
Wow, you're lucky. That's
Are
awesome.
You wearing your seatbelt now, Mario?
No.
No, because it worked for him.
Mario!
It worked for him
Come
last time.
Come on! Jeez.
Thank you for the call, Mario. Let's go to Rick. These are getting even more dangerous. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Calling us from Glendora. Hi. It's a miracle you're alive.
Yeah, one day I work on elevators, so I was working on the car top, and one of my partners decided to run the car up.
Tell your GPS to zip it.
Is your GPS is your GPS talking to us?
It is. It is. Sorry about that.
Tell it to zip it.
I already shut it off.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so he proceeded to run the car up, and that chain got caught to a metal bar. And when we realized it, it was too late, so it snapped off. When it snapped off, it came down and kind of wrapped its way around my arm. So when it pulled me, it felt like it was going to pull me off the side of the elevator. And now I'm 14 stories up.
Oh, my God.
I just kind of leaned back, and it just pulled, and it felt like it was going to pull my arm off. But I was able to stay on top of the elevator.
Really?
Oh, that is terrifying.
Yeah, I had like some road rash from the chain wrapping around my arm. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, but considering, that's best case scenario.
Exactly. You know, I got my arm and I got to stay alive, so no complaint.
Wow. And then did you just pull that elevator back all the way up to the top just with the sheer strength of your other arm?
No. Actually, this was a chain underneath the elevator. It's a compensating chain.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so right. It was just one of those crazy days.
That's a good story to hear. Thank you, Rick.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to Jason, who is calling us from Chatsworth. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
I thought we would get plenty of calls. I didn't think we would get this many.
This is great. They're still coming.
It's a miracle you're alive, Jason.
Yes, it is. It really is, because I was driving my truck on the 14th freeway going to Lancaster, and I had the flu that day. And I ended up falling asleep driving my truck, and I rear-ended an 18-wheeler that was doing about 20 miles an hour going up the grade.
Oof.
And I was doing about 80 miles an hour cruise control. And, my truck went underneath the semi-truck.
Oh, man. And
the truck that I was driving had a 4-inch lift on it, right?
Right.
And so if I didn't have that 4-inch lift, you know, the in the back of the semi-truck, there's a bar that in between the tires that would have decapitated me, because that actually hit my radiator and pushed my engine back over a foot.
Wow.
And that like 85% severed my right leg.
So
I'm lucky to be alive, because if I didn't have that 4-inch lift on my truck, I would have been decapitated instead of just having a leg cut off.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a lot of bad in that story.
But you know what? I'm alive, and I've got two beautiful kids I get to raise, and it's all that matters. You know, I got two boys now, and everything's great.
So. And you got your stand-up career?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, my stand-up career.
Thank you, Jason, for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. It's a miracle you're alive. Yes, I just gave a guy a hard time because he sounded like Steve-O, and I said he had a stand-up career, and he had one leg. Okay, so let's just get that out there so that we can move on. I saw Soli over the weekend, and 155 people are on
what,
board.
What, Dave? What did you say?
Soli.
Okay.
What did I say?
Soli.
Soli. Sully over the weekend. There were 155 people on board, and 155 people were okay, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I just started thinking about, it's a miracle you're alive, and that happens to a lot of us. We have enough calls, we could do this all day.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So let's start with Ken, who is calling us from Long Beach. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good. It's a miracle you're alive. How?
Okay, so I was in the Navy from 95 through 99, and we go out periodically and do training to get used to. Oh, I was an aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out periodically and do training so that the pilots can get training. We can get training for an actual battle-type situation. Well, one of the jobs is to, when they land, is to basically guide them out of the landing area so that other planes could come in.
Right.
Well, what happened was one of the directors turned the jet the wrong way, and the jet blast was directly to my back.
Oh, and no.
I flew basically about 70 yards down the flight deck.
Off the carrier?
Into the water.
Almost or into the water?
Well, because around the carrier, there's nets.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I fell into the nets.
Did it burn you?
My jacket, like my vest that they make us wear, it was pretty much charred. But wow. I wasn't burned, but I had a bunch of, because the landing strip itself is made of what's something called nonstick. It's basically like really, think of like stucco on the ground.
Okay.
And so my arms were pretty much scratched up. My helmet was all scratched up. I mean, they make you wear all the safety gear for that purpose, but I was completely tore up. And then when I landed in the net, I really banged up my back, so I had to be put on light duty for about a month and a half, and I had to get cleared by the doctors to go back on the flight deck again.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Did the guy that directed the jet engine, jet plane the wrong way go, "My bad"?
You know,
sorry about that, Ken.
I honestly went looking for him, and I never found him. No one ever wanted to give him up.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Ken. Wow. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Debbie in Tustin. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, longtime listener. I love you guys.
Thank you very much. It's a miracle you're alive.
Yeah, so 20 years ago, I was driving in the rain on the 405 at the Carson exit. And it's a little higher than the trees that are kind of lining the area. Or actually, yeah, it's high. The treetops are right above the same distance as the freeway. So I hydroplaned in my truck, and my car landed on the top, fully suspended, all four wheels, on the top of a tree.
What?
And, yeah.
How is that possible?
I know. It was absolutely a miracle. And I was sitting in the car, you know, I was 19, and I'm like, I knew I was just going to die. I was, you know, praying to God that it wouldn't hurt. So landed in the trees and jumped out of my car because I figured it would eventually fall. So I jumped about, I don't know, what do you think, maybe 10 feet. And it never, ever came down until they actually had to pull it down with like a crane, I guess.
Wow, that's stubborn car. That car's right? Like, nope, I'm standing right here.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And I only ended up with just a bump on the back of my head. And it was a miracle. And this is before cell phones and all that stuff. So someone saw me on the freeway, and they came and got me. And they had orange juice in their car and a towel. And it was a real miracle.
What's happening with you? When I got my car accident, there was a stoner that said, "Hey, dude, you all right? You had a guy with orange juice. You win."
I did have a dead sticker. I did have a deadhead sticker on the back of my car. So maybe that was actually funny.
Stuck
that
on the
that.
Top of a tree. That's crazy. Thank you, Debbie, and thanks for listening. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Cynthia in Alhambra. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
It's a miracle you're alive because?
Yes. Friends and I used to go and party at what's called Trestles. It's like where the train goes over.
Yep.
And we were actually walking there, and then we saw a train coming, so we started to run across the railroad tracks. And I'm very graceful. I'm being sarcastic.
First of all, that's a good choice. Go ahead.
And I tripped. And when I tripped, I hit my forehead on the train trestle and fell 25 feet to a riverbed.
Oh my God.
And out of everything, I just had a cut on my forehead, and I did fracture my right femur.
Wow, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
These stories are crazy.
Yep. And I kind of, I mean, everything's okay now, but I vaguely remember my 20s, so.
Same here, but for different reasons. All right, thank you for the call, Cynthia. We appreciate it. I did see a car. I just remember this. I saw a car when I was in high school. I saw a car get hit by a train.
Ooh.
But he was just pulled up just over the tracks enough that the train hit it. And it flipped up in the air and around and then faced the other direction. And the guy just got out and was scratching his head like,
"That was weird.
I didn't know what just happened." I'm not positive.
Wow.
Like, what are the chances of that? Let's go to Chris in Los Angeles. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's amazing you're alive because...
Because I was coming home from a Friday night with a friend, and we got hit, and we got T-boned, and I was in the passenger seat.
Oof.
Well, I suffered a severed aorta, multiple broken ribs on my right side, a broken rib on my left, a spinal fracture, I hemorrhaged, and I had a collapsed lung.
Holy crap.
Yeah, the funny part is that I didn't get to the hospital till 3 hours later, so both
that
parts
is funny.
Were totaled.
What happened in those 3 hours?
You're just wandering the streets trying to wave someone down?
That's it's kind of a mystery. So you
what?
Know, there was no cameras that were on the street. No
isn't the severed aorta? I'm not a doctor, but isn't the severed aorta?
I feel like maybe you bleed out a little bit.
I feel like maybe that's an issue.
Yeah, my surgeon calls me, you know, a miracle. Like, it's usually people with that injury die on impact. And,
yeah.
And I lasted for an extra 3 hours.
And you have no idea what happened during that 3 hours?
I don't remember. You know, apparently I went to another spot. You know, I'm no longer friends with a buddy in the car, obviously. But I got taken to another house, then I got taken to my house instead of the hospital.
Why were they driving you from house to house with a severed aorta?
Well, you know what? I had no physical injuries, so it's possible that I was running off adrenaline.
Oh, it was all on the inside. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, so I get to the hospital, and even when I got to the hospital, they didn't admit me right away. They didn't take my vitals because I had no physical injuries.
Nobody wanted to take care of Chris.
Poor Chris.
Yeah. Why does no one love you, Chris?
Yeah. And then, so I had I ended up having heart surgery, and have a stent in my aorta now. Yeah.
Wow. But you're alive.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I'm glad you made it through that. That sounds horrific. Let's go to Frank in Vernon. Hi, Frank.
Hello, hey, what's up?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a miracle you're alive.
Yeah, I had a gun put out on me, and they put it to my forehead. They pulled the trigger, and the bullet fell out. It misfired.
Were you in the Army? Was this a gang thing?
I had a girlfriend and two best friends who lived on the block, and there was a new gang that was trying to make a name for themselves, and they told me not to come on the block. When you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it anyway. and so... They pulled the gun on me and told me, what am I doing on the block? I said, you know, whatever. And then they pulled the trigger. It misfired, and I didn't stick around for them to pull the trigger again. I was gone. I was out.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like that's not your only brush with death. Am I right, Frank?
No, I went off a cliff in Mexico. When I went off a cliff in Mexico with my cousin 21 years ago almost, and when they brought me up, they said I should be dead, more or less walking and talking. My cousin died, though. R.I.P., Carlos.
I don't know how to organize all that he was saying in my head. Austin in Simi Valley. Hi there. All right.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. It's a miracle you're alive. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. So I was coming home with a buddy of mine. We decided to take the train, and Metrolink decided to go run a light and go head on into a freight train.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty amazing. There was 175 of us on the train. 25 people died, and 150 of us walked away.
Wow!
Wow!
Did you have any injuries?
Yeah, I messed up 3 vertebrae in my lower back. You know, I'm actually still feeling it today. But you know, life goes on.
You're lucky. Life goes on in that situation. Wow!
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
So we had Dave get Taylor on the Swift for us. Taylor on the Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift on the phone for us. Hey, shut up, Taylor. I don't need your input on that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I do good work. That's what we're saying, right? No? Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Something else. It really is.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
What's a miracle?
You have risen to the tops of your profession and yet do not perform the basic necessary skill set very well at all for that profession. Isn't that kind of, don't you look at it and say that's kind of a miracle?
Yeah, I do. Actually,
you kind of like won the lottery in some way. You have a golden ticket.
Here's the thing.
To the chocolate factory, Charlie.
I'm really lucky that all of you find that funny.
It's hilarious.
If you didn't, I would be gone in a second.
So you're lucky to be alive,
yes.
And you're lucky to have a job.
Correct, yes.
Wow, you're the luckiest. You're Forrest Gump. Your box is a life of, your life is a box of chocolates. And your box is a life of chocolates.
That too.
Yeah. R.I.P. Carlos.
R.I.P. Carlos. I want to give you a little heads up, boys and girls, about this cool little thing I'm doing tomorrow night. The Arclight Theaters, by the way, how great are the Arclights?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Great.
They are doing a series as we celebrate back to school time called The Class Of, which is legendary sort of high school-oriented feature films. They're doing a series based on that topic, that theme. like Weird Science, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, Dazed and Confused, Mean Girls, Clueless, Fast
Allie,
Times.
Settle down.
These are all my favorites.
Right,
Fast
settle
times
down.
At Ridgemont High. Greece, of course. You can see Sandy dying, going up to heaven.
I don't think
that's a fact.
I don't think that's a fact.
And tomorrow night at the Sherman Oaks location of the ArcLight Theaters is Bring It On.
Yay!
Wait, Bring It On is that cheerleading movie?
Yes, it is.
Is that the movie that ends second place? Hell yeah. I think so. They don't win in the end, I'm pretty sure. You guys are looking at me like I shouldn't be saying any of this.
I don't remember that.
I think.
Maybe.
There's one of those movies where they go through the whole movie and they don't win and then they go second place.
Well,
hell yeah.
Because they have to learn an important lesson about honesty and not stealing dance moves from inner city girls. Thank you. Bring It On, one of my favorites. Kristen Dunst and Gabrielle Union and just, oh man, there's a lot of girls in skirts.
Mm.
Right? High school.
High school girls. Right. Bring It On. Anyway, it's going to be shown at 7 o'clock at the Sherman Oaks ArcLight. And then afterwards, I will be sitting down with my buddy, the director of that film, Peyton Reed. And we're going to do a little Q&A afterwards to talk about the film.
That's fun. Cool.
Yes. So you can go to ArcLightCinemas.com if you want to get your tickets for that. So it's tomorrow night, Sherman Oaks, 7 o'clock.
Can you save a place for Allie? She's going to need to be there because she loves that movie.
She loves every high school movie ever. As I was going through a list, she was in convulsions.
You name like every John Hughes movie that I love so much.
Yeah. Do you wish you were still in high school?
A little bit.
Yeah. You should bring it on.
Oh.
R.I.P. Carlos.
All right. Speaking of movies, top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. As expected, Sully came in for a safe landing at number one.
Oh, man, you go right to hell.
$35.5 million.
You are all going to die tonight.
When the Bow Breaks broke the bank with $15 million at number two.
This is Inside Edition's Ralph Garman.
I'm trying to work puns into every topic.
Can you not do that? Can you do less of that?
But that's what the kids love, apparently.
I don't feel like...
Get this week stuck out of here.
The research has shown that the kids love puns.
Let's hear puns. Okay.
Puns,
let's hear the next eight.
Don't Breathe exhaled $8.2 million at number three.
What the hell?
The Suicide Squad lived to live another day at $7.5 million at number four. The Wildlife sure showed a lot of life at number five with $3.4 million at the box office.
Good delivery. I like the delivery.
Kubo and the Two Strings hit the right note at number five with $3.2 million.
Come on.
Why do some people tune out?
Pete's Dragon soared in the skies with $2.9 million at number six. Bad Moms, but Good Weekend at the box office.
Oh, Ralph.
With $2.8 million at number eight for them. Hell or High Water wouldn't stop people from going to see this movie this weekend with $2.6 million at number nine.
Thank you for wasting my time.
And the Sausage Party sure was a party for sausages.
Nope. Nope.
Real strong.
Denied.
The Sausage Party.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Hot Dog, they did really well at the box office with $2.3 million at number 10.
Stop it.
That's the box office report.
You have to do it that way?
That's good.
Thank you. I'll teach you people. That quote you could be listening to every day. That happened.
Are you yelling at everybody else?
I don't know. Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll and Canceled. This should be the name of that show.
Oh.
The FX Network has pulled the plug on the Dennis Leary Show after just two seasons.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
And while we're saying goodbye to television, Mistresses has been canceled by ABC after four seasons.
No.
Yes. Alyssa Milano, Yunjin Kim, Jess McCallum.
Mistresses.
It's not...
Oh, Mistresses.
What are you hyperventilating about?
They just had the finale this past week.
Yes,
and
they
another,
did.
Another woman came on. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is she one of the new people?
She's nothing.
And she's not.
It's over. It's finished. Get over it. Goodbye, Mistresses.
It's a really good show.
A bunch of whores, right?
Well, a lot of them weren't mistresses as time went on.
What?
That was good.
That's no wonder they canceled it. It's poorly named. And while we're talking television that's going away, how about some television that's coming? HBO has announced they're putting together a limited series about Reverend Jim Jones. Do you remember Reverend Jim Jones?
Yeah, he was a cult leader, right?
He was.
Which one?
He headed up the People's Temple in Jamestown, Guyana. Remember that he was the Kool-Aid?
Is that the Kool-Aid?
He was the Kool-Aid guy back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Not only is that a fascinating story, it's already been done in movie form. There was one with Powers Booth years ago that was excellent. But they're going to do it as a limited series. And, as if that isn't enough, Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan will be the man writing this project. So, I'm already in.
I'm in.
Take my money now. Even though it doesn't really cost any money, you're just watching it on HBO.
Right.
But you have to pay for
HBO. You have to pay for HBO.
Right. But I've already paid for it. So
okay. Really?
I don't have to pay any additional money for it. So I'm just saying.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Sure.
What's happening in your head over there?
Today's celebrity birthdays, Alfie Allen. Oh, Alfie. He's 30 years old today. Brother, by the way, of the lovely and talented Lily Allen. I love her.
Oh, I do too.
Emmy Rossum is 30 years old today. Jennifer Hudson is 35.
Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz!
What's wrong with you?
We don't have that kind of time.
Ben McKenzie. Gotham's Ben McKenzie. Southland's Ben McKenzie.
So good.
The OC's Ben McKenzie. What a career this guy's had.
North.
No, that was Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh. They were, sorry, my bad.
Strange brew. Canadian brothers.
Allie loves all things bad.
Yeah. He's 38 years old today. 2 Chainz is 39. Louis C.K. is 49. And Rush drummer Neil Peart.
I don't know why we play that clip. We don't need it.
No, you don't.
Did you hear?
I can do the verbal drums.
Why don't you let Ralph and I sing?
Right? I'm asking a question,
yeah.
Right?
Because Ralph and you sing.
Neil Peart is 64 years old. Didn't he retire from the road? Is he not drumming anymore? Because he's...
You're the showbiz
tired.
Guy.
No, I remember hearing a story that he was retiring.
He took time off years ago after the death of his daughter, and he kind of retreated to the forest for a bit. But they were just on tour.
I know, but I've heard that maybe this might be his last tour.
Would be a problem.
He was going to...
He went into the forest?
He went into the forest. Is that a euphemism?
No.
R.I.P. Carlos.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're going to take your calls next for Kevin and Bean's What's Good, 1-800-520-1067. You can call on any topic. We are going to talk to Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network a little bit later in the hour, so we'll cover the NFL. But if you'd like to cover the Miami Dolphins and that fantastic collapse.
They never cover.
You can call now. 1-800-520-1067. That, any TV shows that you want to talk about, any movies that you want to talk about, questions or comments. We will take your calls next on K-Rock. Have to wait till the mics are on.
Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to check in with Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network in just a second. But first, it's time for What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we can be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
All right, you call on any topic and we will take your call. Let's start with Matt in Azusa. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Kevin, Ralph, Allie, my sweet.
What's good?
Are there any Gilmore Girls fans over there?
Yes.
Allie loves Gilmore Girls. And Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, also a big fan.
He's sort of a girl himself.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Because?
God damn it. How did I not know that?
Because?
Well, they're having a big festival, a Gilmore Girls fan festival in Hartford, Connecticut. I don't know if you guys have heard about it.
Because it's close to Stars Hollow?
That's right. Now, it was supposed to be a small to moderate fan festival, but then the Nerdist reported on it, and it caught global fire.
Sure. I'm sorry, did you say global fire?
Global fire. I think they were on the side stage at Coachella. Yeah. But the tickets sold out faster than you can blink an eye, and my wife wanted to go. Her friends are going. They have airfare handled, and I finally located tickets. I was so psyched.
Fantastic.
And then the guy had me send the money Western Union and everything. You see where this is going? Everything was great, and then the festival reported this morning, your ticket vendor there, Ticketmaster, we're not working with them. Your $700 is split.
$700.
Dude.
So the Gilmore Girls can pretty much just die. I'm a little...
Let's not blame it on Lorelai and Rory. It is not their fault.
Screw them.
I feel like maybe that's on you.
This is true. I am pretty gullible.
That's sad.
Stole the money and can't.
Okay, him too.
Canada, by the way. This is why I hate Canada.
That's right. Rare. Wow. Canadians are nice.
Took many turns.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Not sure quite what to do with you. Let's go to Javier, who is calling us from Downey. Hi, Javier.
What's happening? What's good is the Raiders won, and they're undefeated. The Raiders are undefeated, man. Oh, come on, Holmes. Let's give it to the Raiders.
All right, Holmes.
Okay. Now, are you mocking Raiders fans, or are you a Raider fan?
I am a Raider fan. I woke up. We had tequila. We had some beer. Everything was great, and by the afternoon, they already won. So then I have the whole day, all day to party and watch more games.
Are you still partying, Javier?
No, maybe. I don't know. What are you talking about, brother? I get it. That's cool.
Javier, were you happy or were you nervous when Jack Del Rio decided to go for two instead of kicking the extra point to tie it up?
I was going to kill that fool.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Until it went well, and then he's a genius, right?
That's right. Undefeated, baby.
All right, take it easy. All right, Javier. Thank you for the call.
I think the Raiders are going to have a good year this year.
I do too, but it's been 1 year, so. Yeah. I mean, one game. Yeah. Let's go to Bruce in Visalia.
Visalia?
Yes, or there.
Visalia.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, you know, I came across this really funny story. I'm surprised you guys aren't talking about it. This one guy that goes to a bank and he handed over a note.
Yeah, robbed the bank?
Yeah, and what happened?
Yeah.
And then he got away,
Did he run away?
No, he sat at the lobby.
That's weird. Why would he do that?
Why would he sit in the lobby?
Huh. What was his reasoning, it turns out to be?
He wanted to stay away from his wife.
No. Oh, he'd rather go to jail than stay with his wife?
How did all of us miss that story?
I don't know. Someone should have brought that up.
I don't know.
You're a good man, Bruce. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Diana, because this story over the weekend was crazy. Diana, hi.
Hi.
I'm not even a baseball fan, but let's talk about the Dodgers and what happened.
So I still am not over the fact that they pulled Rich Hill from 6 outs of almost having a perfect game on Saturday. It was Saturday, right?
Yeah. And that catch by Yasiel Puig was unbelievable. To keep it going, and then they pull the pitcher when he's working on a perfect game.
Right?
Well, perfect game. And he didn't have that many pitches, really. I can't get over it.
Diana, don't you think it's not really about getting him a perfect game? It's about keeping him healthy for actually the postseason? Because isn't he the one with the blisters, and he was out for a while?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I don't understand how going from 89 pitches to going over 89 pitches automatically will make it seem that that blister is going to, you know, manifest and keep him out. Like, why is 7 innings okay, but 8 isn't?
I think it's a mystery of the faith. It's a mystery of God. That's the only
thing. It's a mystery of God.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. What's good? Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joins us now in studio. He is the host of Up to the Minute on NFL Network, Monday to Friday at 1 p.m., and he's the host of DirecTV's Red Zone. Andrew, hi.
Good morning, everybody. I missed you.
Let's talk about the Raiders. Let's start with the Raiders.
How about those Raiders?
We were just talking about that off the air. Yeah. Allie, you want to read the tweet that you were just laughing about?
Awesome.
First, her father, Coach Del Rio, tweeted something amazing. ESPN Stats said, you know, these are the statistics of them winning if they kicked, that type
of
thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Andrew, explain what happened in the game.
Okay, so the Raiders, with less than a minute to go, score a touchdown on the road in New Orleans, and the extra point will tie the game and likely force overtime. Instead, Jack Del Rio, who I dubbed Black Jack Del Rio yesterday because he's gambling, decided to go for two You don't do that.
So he, you win or lose.
Or you, like, we're deciding it right now, kids.
But is that worth it? Since it, I mean, look.
It worked.
It paid off.
It worked.
Okay, so is it worth the risk of it not paying off? I don't know.
It was only like the fourth time it had been done and worked, like, in a long time.
Wow.
Okay, and he did it. You normally do not.
Because
ever
you're
do
afraid
that.
For your job.
You're afraid for your job.
Okay,
you
now,
go the
Ali,
safe way. Hey, let's just keep
it.
Playing.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
As
agreed.
Opposed to one play to decide everything. He went for it. They got it. They eventually won, although the Saints did have a chance at a field goal. We continue.
All right.
So ESPN stats and info, they always do the based on our win probability model, blah, 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 blah. So he retweets that and writes, good thing ESPN isn't coaching the Raiders.
Because the stats said you don't go for it.
You don't go for
I
it.
I think the stats in everybody's gut and everything that's yeah. common sense that you know about
sure.
sports says don't go for it.
He gave the finger to math.
I love it.
But then his daughter, who is now my favorite person ever on Twitter, tweets, when your dad's balls are trending, # Raider Nation. Because everybody's like, the balls on Del Rio.
And
that's amazing.
And she had a meme from South
from
Park,
From South
right?
Park, where they superimposed her father's head on a guy that is has
a
balls
wheelbarrow.
In wheelbarrow.
Mm. Yes.
Fantastic.
And she's 5. A lot of people don't know that.
She is not 5.
Oh, she's not 5.
No,
okay.
No, she's probably in her 30s. Good time.
It looks like she's late 20s, early 30s.
Andrew, do you think that Jack, I don't know, had gone over that with the management or talked about it ahead of time?
No.
Like,
not.
Because that's a crazy
come on. You
risk.
Think you call? Now, maybe when Al Davis had been alive.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Would Jack Del Rio have done that if Al Davis were alive?
Well, Al Davis loved to fire people, so I would think no.
But Al Davis also loved to push the limits.
And look, I love the gamble because if it paid off, which it does, it might really change their season.
It's only one game.
Right.
But yeah, the, hey, look, guys, look what I did. I believed in you.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys backed me up. You won the game. Woo! Let's run through a wall.
Yeah, that's got to do a lot for morale.
Let's go beat.
Did they run through a wall?
Dave, the King of Mexico's Falcons next week, which is who they have at home.
Well, that's a gutsy move, man. I got to tell you, that's crazy.
It was awesome. I mean, we had it on the red zone it was one of three games coming down the stretch. We had 9 early games, and 3 of them were awesome, coming right down to the wire. The Charger game, that game, and another one I forgot because my head's already mush after doing that for 7 hours. And we have them all on one screen, and I said, and we're going to be, and the Raiders score, Seth Roberts into the end zone, blah, 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 blah. And then you see Derek Carr hold up 2 fingers like we're going for 2, the Raiders quarterback. And he had been taking a beating on that drive. Like, there are almost tears in his eyes.
Wow.
Like, he is near death.
So
that's an exaggeration.
He saying, we're going for 2, like, this is going to be my last play ever?
It looked like. It looked okay. like Matthew Stafford a couple of years ago when he had, I think, had a separated shoulder.
Oof.
And he was wired for NFL films, and you later hear him going, we're going for 2. So that was the same thing, and I went, are they actually going for 2?
Right, because you can't imagine that they're making that call. Of course it's a possibility. Nobody chooses it.
Which is why it was awesome.
So. But it was only awesome because they made it. Would you have said it's awesome if they didn't make it? Because I would have.
It would be the only thing we'd be talking about
right.
either way this morning.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not be angry at
it
my team if they gambled
no.
like that. Because you go for the win. Why not?
The Raiders had lost, if memory serves, 11 out of 12 Week 1 games. They
right.
won this one. Now, if they had if that had failed,
this
then
is
yeah,
also
we,
not, this is
we'd
also
be sitting here saying typical Raiders.
No, but I would not have second guessed that choice. I would have said, I like a guy that will go for a win like that.
And you know what?
I really do.
Maybe the Raiders have a fan base that would have backed him up. There are other cities
yep.
that wouldn't have.
It'll burn
in
it to
Philadelphia?
Yeah, oh yeah.
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 No way.
No, well, Philadelphia, come on. They'll burn the place to the ground for no reason. Because they're in Philadelphia.
Because it's just an average Tuesday.
Right, exactly. Well, that was crazy, and they won that game. What other games stood out for you over the weekend?
I mean, well, the Chargers were ridiculous in defeat. They, for the second consecutive year, had a game in which a 21-3 lead was blown. in week one. Last year, they actually rallied and won. They beat the Lions. This year, they blow a 24-3 lead. The Chargers are not supposed to be good, right? They were 4-12 a year ago. Granted, they had a lot of injuries, but they were picking third in the draft.
But even if they're not good, any team in the NFL should be able to protect a 24-3 lead.
Sure, and week one, you truly don't know what's going to happen. You think you know what these teams are, but you don't know. And they go on the road and in a tough place to play against a team that won 10 games down the stretch in a row last year to make the playoffs and is clearly on paper the better team. They get out to this 24-3 lead and then they blow it. So that was ridiculous. And the fact that the Giants beat the Cowboys and Dak Prescott isn't savior, which is not a shock to anyone. The kid played well.
No, but he wasn't bad at all.
He wasn't bad at all,
starting the game, I mean, he did pretty well.
But the Giants went out and spent $200 million. That's not an exaggeration. $200 million. Now, it's not all guaranteed. It's funny money with these contracts. But $200 worth of contracts to fix their defense. Their defense was, to quote, what's his name? Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Circus ugly last year. Okay? It was, if you write a book one day about the worst defenses in the history of the National Football League.
Is that right? It was that bad.
The 2015 Giants will be prominently displayed on the cover. They went out to fix this defense, and at least for one game, it kind of worked. And they go into Dallas and they beat the Cowboys, who said they didn't need another quarterback. That this kid, Dak Prescott, who has a bright future, was going to lead them to the promised land.
He was good. He was good.
He was fine.
Yeah. He's not going to lead him to the promised land.
He doesn't need to throw the ball 45 times.
No, agreed. Agreed. But that showed a lot of confidence in him.
Sure. Also showed the running game wasn't working.
That's true. Showed that as well. Andrew Siciliano is here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the NFL next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:38. Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network is here. He is the host of Up to the Minute on the NFL Network, Monday to Friday at 1 p.m., and also the host of DirecTV's Red Zone channel, which is our favorite thing in the world because you get to watch every single game at the same time.
You are very kind.
Let's talk about the Sunday night game, which was the Patriots-Cardinals. I didn't watch this game. How did it go?
Allie, how did it go?
Kevin.
All right, I watched it.
How did it go, Allie?
Surprisingly well. Jimmy G, I'm going to just say right now, more handsome than Tom Brady.
You're smitten.
Did you say more handsome?
Which is shocking, and you won't believe that I'm saying it.
Is that because of Tom Brady's new hair?
If they were
mostly,
both,
it's awful, and I love Peaky Blinders, but stop it, Tom.
If they were both in the same room, mm-hmm. would you admit that in front of Tommy?
I would.
You would?
He could take it. Because he's been the top dog for so long. And I'm an Edelman girl. I'm not even a Brady girl. I love Edelman. I love Amendola. But wow, Jimmy G. All right.
Is
there any way that if Garoppolo just...
No way. I'm going to cut you off.
No.
You're going to say, is there any way he takes his job?
Over.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Bill Belichick is a cold, ruthless... You know what?
Right.
Who would have evil genius? Yes.
Okay.
Who would have no problem putting a bullet in anyone?
Right.
Figuratively speaking.
Right.
Here.
Except
Tom.
However.
So Garoppolo.
However, it would happen one day. It would happen one day, but it would not happen this year, Week 5. Mm-hmm. It will because it always ends badly there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that
what
in
mean
that
it
it's a horrible place. Is that Belichick will always get rid of you before it's time. So instead of getting you right to the end and going, okay, you're really done now, he sells where there's still value.
Okay.
He always does that with any and everybody that's been through.
So you're saying that will happen, but there's no possible way
it's
game
not,
five. Week 5.
No. It's
what
not.
What if Brady comes in and sucks Week 5?
So
what about week,
week
six?
Five, they're on the road against the Browns.
Oh, okay, well, so that's kind of a gimme.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's not going to happen.
Okay.
And can we get rid of this story here that the Patriots, that the fact that the Patriots put a banner up outside their stadium of Tom Brady is somehow news? Now, they say it is to support him, but most teams.
Yeah, that's what I think. Most teams
football,
have that.
Basketball,
yes.
Baseball,
yeah.
Have massive banners of their star marketable players mm-hmm. outside the building. Why a banner of Tom Brady outside the building? I know he's suspended, but why that has created such a news
And you know they took
cycle?
It down yesterday.
They took it down last night. Right.
But what about the NFL sticker?
To me, that's a bigger story.
Oh, it is.
He claims that he didn't know about it.
Somebody else did it.
I have no reason to not believe him.
He's a lying liar who lies.
I will not say that. But, yeah, he played without the NFL sticker on his back.
And you think
on
that's
his
a,
helmet, rather.
Do you think that's actually a story, whereas the banner outside is actually not a story?
I think that should be more of a story than the banner. Hey.
Having said that, who cares?
Having said that, they went on the road, and with your – who do you compare Jimmy Garoppolo to facially? Wasn't there, like, some Disney character or something, or –
Disney character.
Someone like, isn't there some prince or, Lord Farquaad or something? I don't know.
Maybe Beauty and the Beast?
Maybe, I don't know. I've seen that.
Chiseled face.
Okay, either way, they go on the road and they beat a team that many people believe is going to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. Your Arizona Cardinals. And they did so in a great game. It was awesome. And so, no Tom Brady. They went on the road and they beat the Cardinals week one. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I'm not sure I would say ha 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 to that.
Well, that's what they're saying
know,
to the rest of the league.
I'm a Cardinals fan, so
because
I wouldn't say that.
All these people that think the Bills are somehow going to win the division, not going to happen. The Jets are going to somehow win the division, not going to happen. Although they have a better shot than anyone else, I think. Or the Dolphins are going to win that.
Yeah,
division.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Hey, the Chips Dolphins played a great game yesterday. Still blew it.
Yeah, well, that's
played
what
a great
the Dolphins
game.
Do.
That's what they have done.
Yeah.
But the Patriots are going to win the division until someone tells me they're not. And no one has been able to make one decent argument that they're not.
The Cardinals missed their last-second field goal on a bad snap.
It was a bad snap.
How often does that happen? Because I almost rarely see the snap go wrong.
Well, the Vikings lost their playoff game last year on what many people think was a bad hold.
In other words,
he just missed the snap and mishandled it?
He didn't put the laces in the right direction.
Right.
But the snap last night was
it wasn't terrible.
Substandard.
Yeah.
It was salvageable.
If you're the Cardinals, how concerned are you that they didn't have Brady, Gronk, the starting tackles, Ninkovich, Deion Lewis, all those guys, yet still made it a game that probably could have been higher scoring if they didn't fumble, if things weren't happening? How concerned are you as a Cardinals fan?
I would not
be. We were missing a lot of guys, too.
Concerned.
Who?
We were missing, like, some starters and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
and
stuff.
Like the linemen.
And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I would not be concerned if I'm a Cardinal fan. I would be concerned if I'm a fan of any other team in the AFC. Because without all those guys you just listed, they still won.
And how sad. Yeah. Like, what a gimme to the other guys in the AFC East. Like, hey, we're giving you a chance for these four games. Do something
Aren't
with it.
Aren't you... Aren't
I just
you,
think it's
I
sad.
I think you should say, Andrew, thank you. This is the one time you haven't come in here and beaten me up over my love for the Patriots. No,
well, you can after last night. I'm just going to say that.
I'm
but don't
sure.
you think
that...
as a Bills fan, as a Jets
yes.
fan, as a Dolphins fan, like
yes.
these are your four games.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Andrew, Christine is saying that Jimmy G looks like Aladdin.
That's
oh,
it.
Yes,
that's what everybody
says.
That's
it.
It's like Aladdin.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the Monday night games. Let's talk about the Steelers-Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 4:10.
It is. It's an early game. We have two Monday night games. We always do on the first Monday night. So that's the early game. It's two teams that most people think are going to go to the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a good game?
It should be a good game.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a good game.
And then that's going to be followed at 7:20 by Rams 49ers.
Yes, we have a team here.
There's
now.
An actual team in Southern
team.
California.
They're a professional football team with uniforms and everything.
Right.
Yes.
They do have uniforms.
Right. Right. And they're going to be in San Francisco, Santa Clara to be specific, and they're taking on the 49ers. And this game is fascinating on so many levels. Number one, it's our first time with a real team in 22 years. The Rams are back. It's a division game.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to see Jared Goff. He won't be in uniform tonight.
Oh.
He's going to be the number three quarterback. But you're facing a team in the 49ers that, to be quite frank, is bad, is really bad.
Do you think it makes it worse that Kaepernick is getting into all this controversy with the national anthem and all that stuff for a team that's already distracted and bad?
I don't know if they're already distracted. I just think they're already bad.
They're already bad. Okay.
They're already bad. They have a new head coach, and so you never know how a team is going to play in a first game for a new boss. Right? The guy's Chip Kelly, Ralph's best friend from Philly.
Right.
And they're not good. But it's Monday night. It's the first game. I mean, look, we saw last night, you have no idea how any of these teams are going to play.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley, the Rams' pride and joy, had only four carries in the preseason. They kept him under bubble wrap. They are going to unleash him tonight. And then the Rams, hopefully with a win, come home, and next week you're going to have 80,000 plus in the Coliseum for Pete Carroll's return. And that's going to be awesome. And there's a chance Russell Wilson doesn't play in that game.
Why?
How is his ankle? It's real bad.
You hurt his ankle?
Indomitian Sue stepped on him.
Ooh.
It was not intentional.
It is shocking.
Shockingly not intentional. unless he is, you know, a ballerina with his
Feel like
dexterity.
He's a ballerina.
He's not. He doesn't look like one.
Yeah.
That would be a meme. And anyway, Ian Rappaport, my colleague, says his future, Russell Wilson's status is in doubt this week. Russell Wilson just tweeted about an hour ago, see you in L.A. Sunday.
Mm. Okay.
He didn't say see you in uniform Sunday. He said see you in L.A. Sunday.
Not going to necessarily play.
He's never missed a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll miss Sunday?
I do not.
You think he'll play?
I do.
Oh.
I'm not
I thought
doubting.
You were saying just the opposite of that.
Well,
30 seconds
well,
ago.
My colleague, is reporting it's a bad ankle injury.
Okay.
I have faith that Mr. Miyagi will do something to Russell Wilson's ankle.
Okay.
He's dead, isn't he?
Pat Morita, no. Is he?
I don't know, but I know
Pat Morita, dead or alive.
I don't know, but I know he's not working on...
I don't think he's here.
I know he's not working on Russell Wilson. I know that for a fact.
Oh, he died in 2005.
Went to the dojo in the sky. Sorry.
Yeah, rest in peace.
11 years ago, so...
11 years ago?
Good work.
Mr. Miyagi's been dead for 11 years.
Wow. took a real turn.
Took a turn, didn't it?
I knew he was gone. I didn't know it was 11 years.
Andrew, we always love talking football with you. We always love that you come in on Mondays. It's the best. Andrew hosts Up to the Minute on the NFL
Network. So
basically
the same show around the NFL that you changed the time.
Yes.
And the name.
Okay.
For reasons that escape me.
Up to the Minute.
Okay.
NFL Network Monday to Friday at 1 p.m. and then the host of DirecTV's Red Zone channel on Sundays. You can follow him at Andrew Siciliano on Twitter. Thank you for coming in, my friend. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Chip.
Chip's the only one clapping.
A lone applause from Chip.
Is that the singular of
applause? Applause, yes. Applause is many.
Didn't know that.
Applause is just the one.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's 8:55. Ralph is here now for a look at the showbiz beat. Can I try that again?
Nope.
Yes.
That's a keeper.
Please.
Put that in the vault.
Try it again.
Nope. That's the best.
8:55, time for the showbiz beat.
That's my man. Monday. Happy Monday. Let's make your Monday a little bit better, shall we?
Can we do that?
Let me give, not you,
okay,
I can't help you with your Monday, but I can help those folks listening.
Okay.
I can give away some passes to a K-Rock advanced screening of a movie that looks awesome, The Magnificent Seven.
Yay!
Have you seen the trailers/commercials for Magnificent Seven?
Yeah, this is Denzel Washington, right?
Denzel Washington,
yes.
Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, so good.
Right?
So much goodness. I love me some Westerns.
And this looks great.
The original Magnificent Seven. Classic. This reboot looks just as strong. Of course, the Magnificent Seven itself was based on another film, Kevin, and you know it was a remake of?
Of The Unbelievable Seven. The other seven guys that stood out in history at some point for something.
The Seven Samurai.
Right.
It was a Kurosawa film
that
was the inspiration for The Magnificent Seven originally, and now this one is back with the... It looks terrific.
With samurai swords?
Nope.
Oh.
It's a Western. They got guns, dynamite, Gatling guns. I like to blow things up. Right?
Right.
If you'd like to see The Magnificent Seven, why don't you give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First five winners through at that phone number. We'll get passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of The Magnificent Seven, September 20th, at the Grove, Pacific's Grove. Check that out. I like that trailer. It's like, we're coming down the street, going to fight the fight. It's very realistic. It puts me right there in the Old West.
Sure.
I feel like I'm right there.
Nothing says Old West like rap.
That's what I always say. Speaking of movies, top 10 movies at the box office, as predicted. Tom Hanks came in for a safe landing at number one with $35.5 million.
You're not going to do this again, are you?
No, I'm just teasing.
Okay, good.
Sully was number one, and everyone liked it.
It was great.
When the Bow Breaks debuted with $15 million, made it number two. Don't Breathe at number three. Suicide Squad was fourth, and The Wildlife came in at number five. Kubo and the Two Strings was fifth. Pete's Dragon was sixth. Then Bad Moms, Hell or High Water, and Sausage Party, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend.
Justin Timberlake. He's got a new concert film coming out on Netflix next month. It's called Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids.
Okay.
Which sounds like a bad Saturday morning cartoon.
Sure does.
But it was shot out during his 2020 Experience tour. And Jonathan Demme directed it. Very famous movie director.
Uh-huh.
You can see that on Netflix beginning October the 12th, if you're so inclined. And Miley Cyrus is in the news. It's good to be the sister of Miley Cyrus. Her 16-year-old sister, Noah, just signed a new record deal based purely on the fact that she's Miley Cyrus'
wow.
sister, I'm guessing. Just got a deal for $250,000 to record her first album, another $100,000 if she writes all the songs. If that album is a hit, then Noah will get $1.5 million for the follow-up album.
Wow.
So there's some motivation to not suck.
Is she allowed to stick her tongue out, or is that just Miley?
I believe it's a family trait. They can
family
all do
trait.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody gets their tongues out. Get your tongues out. And this will make you feel nostalgic. On this date, actually, a couple days ago. Never mind.
On this date, a couple days
on
ago.
On September 10th, Smells Like Teen Spirit was released 25 years ago. Isn't that something? Classic.
And it is hard to imagine it's 25 years.
Song. And MTV, of course, made that song a hit by airing it so much. And they were talking to Butch Vig, who produced that, of course, the Nevermind album, and was talking about how they came across this signature sound for that band. And it turned out Kurt Cobain told Rolling Stone magazine regarding that song in particular that he was trying to write a Pixies song. He was so impressed and so influenced by the Pixies, he said that's what his version of a Pixies song was. Yeah, so just a little perspective there on a legendary song like that. Today's celebrity birthdays. Alfie Allen is 30 years old today. Emmy Rossum turns 30. Jennifer Hudson's 35.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Hey, Jay Hutz.
Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz?
Yeah.
Jay Hutz!
I'm going to sing a song.
Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
I mean, at the end there, even if she hears him, does she know what he's saying?
She's terrified. I know that.
I don't like mosquitoes! That's what he's saying. But I do. Where was I? Ben McKenzie, 38 years old today. 2 Chainz, 39. Louis C.K. is 49 years old today. And Neil Peart, drummer for Rush, turned 64. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37. Ralph Garman is here with a look at the final showbiz beat.
It is a Monday morning, so we always look at the top 10 movies at the box office on a Monday. So you see what people went to the theaters to check out. Sully was number one this weekend, as expected. $35.5 million made it number one.
Damn good.
He's great. Tom Hanks is just great.
He is great.
Nothing he can't do.
Clint Eastwood, it turns out, can direct as well.
He's not too shabby, yeah. When the Bow Breaks debuted with $15 million, made it number two. Don't Breathe was third. Suicide Squad and The Wildlife were the top five films this weekend. Kubo and the Two Strings was sixth. Then Pete's Dragon, Bad Moms, Hell or High Water, and Sausage Party rounding out your top ten. Good news on Shannon Doherty's battle with breast cancer. Her doctor, Lawrence Pirro, was telling Entertainment Tonight this weekend that she's got a few more weeks of treatment before finishing up chemotherapy, and apparently is doing amazing. Really, her cancer's responding to the chemo, and it's killing it, and she's really doing well. So, good news.
That's great.
That is good.
As she continues her fight. And she also was pretty cool. She was answering phones during that Stand Up to Cancer event last Friday.
Did you guys see that? That was so well done.
I saw some of it. I didn't get a chance to see all of it.
It was really moving.
It was nice that she was dedicating her time and energy to kicking cancer's ass. And so thoughts are with her, and we wish her the best. As I do for Anne Hathaway.
What happened?
Not that she's sick.
Anne Hathaway.
She's just, everybody hates her.
No.
Do they? You know they do.
I don't understand.
You know, it's true.
Why? I love her.
I don't know why they do.
Oh, I don't hate her.
Gwyneth Paltrow and her. A lot of backlash.
I love Anne Hathaway.
She said she would like to do a Catwoman movie. She, of course, played Catwoman in the Dark Knight Drops the Bomb.
Rises?
Whatever that movie was.
Rises?
I just remember him dropping a bomb at the end of the movie. Some days it's hard to get rid of a bomb.
Sure.
But she said she's not sure how it would work because, of course, you know, remember at the end of that movie, Batman quits and
goes off on a date with Catwoman. That's how he ends his career there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but she said she loves the DC comic universe and would like to take a trip back sometime. So, hope springs eternal that she might put on that slinky suit again she would be wearing. That looked pretty good, actually. I liked it.
Hand check.
Hey, tonight, don't forget, it's the return of American Ninja Warrior.
It's a final, right?
Yeah, our girl Jessie's competing tonight.
Yes, she is.
So we wish her luck, even though it's already happened. Wish her luck retrospectively.
However it went.
That's right. And Dancing with the Stars also premieres tonight on television. You can check out Ryan Lochte. See how he dances.
Nope.
Marilou Henner?
Nah.
Come on. Not only will she remember all the dance steps, but she'll be able to tell you about them 20 years from now. Because she's got that brain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Kevin and Bean were inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame?
Not really.
And she was there as well?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I remember you guys. You interviewed me on October 15th, 1987 or whatever. It was insane.
She is one of, what, seven or eight
she's
people?
Total recall.
In the world with that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
They're taking odds at who's going to win this Dancing with the Stars things, by the way. You can make some money if you pick the right contestant. Lori Hernandez apparently is going up at the favorite. You got to bet $100 bet on her will win you $250, apparently. Amber Rose and Vanilla Ice are both second.
Vanilla Ice is second?
Yeah. Hmm. Calvin Johnson third. Jana Kramer. Then Marilou Henner, Babyface. Tara Joel is seventh. If you bet $100, she'll make you $1,600. Because she's a little person. Odds are higher. And then Maureen McCormick, Marsha Brady, and Rick Perry are both the long shots. If you bet $100, you win $3,300 if they win the whole thing.
So the little person is ahead of both of those?
Yep.
Okay.
Marsha. Today's celebrity birthdays, Alfie Allen from Game of Thrones is 30 years old today. Emmy Rossum is 30. That's coming back. Shameless, right? Isn't that coming back soon? 2 weeks?
I don't know when that is.
I think it's about that time of year. I think it comes on after Ray Donovan's over, and Ray Donovan is on one more week. They got the big finale next weekend. Well, I don't know how they're going to tie up these storylines, by the way, in Ray Donovan in one episode. How do you... how's that?
I'm guessing they won't tie them all.
There's
a lot.
But, yes, but.
Russians.
Right? Russians.
Ugh.
Right?
And the feds.
Ugh.
Right?
And
right.
Artwork.
And, well, that's gone now.
Well, now it is.
Avi back, right?
Thank God.
Right?
Oh, he looks rough. Hope they got him to the hospital. Ezra came to me. Is this ringing a bell with you at all, Kevin?
No, I haven't seen the last, I think, two episodes.
Well, you're behind.
Yeah.
Get to it. Ben McKenzie, our buddy from Southland, of course, and Gotham now. 38 years old today. 2 Chainz is 39. Louis C.K. celebrates his 49th birthday. Rush drummer Neil Peart is 64 years old today. And Jennifer Hudson, the lovely and talented Oscar-winning Jay Hutz! Singer and actress.
Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz!
It's Hud.
Jay Hutz!
Jay Hud.
Jay Hutz!
Hud.
It is a D.
It's a D. There's no Hutz.
Yeah.
It's Jennifer Hutz. There's no Hutz.
Yeah.
She's 35 today. I'm Ralph Garman to walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on an all-new show, we've got the fighter and the kid, Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen in studio. Allie recently binge-watched Catfish. She thought it was going to be silly, and then she got caught up, and then she said, who does this happen to?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to you if you have been Catfish tomorrow morning on the show. And Neil deGrasse Tyson will be in studio.
Really?
Kevin is going to challenge him to a science off.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, can't wait.
And who do you think is going to win that?
Kevin.
Right?